Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for watching. First on the docket, Fotos Doulos. Second, Lori Vallow. Do you think she produced the children? Third, Jacob Blair Scott, arrested, tried to fake his disappearance and death. Fourth, Harvey Weinstein has a big day today in court. Our dumb criminal contestant of the week, and a little shameless plug from yours truly. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. First, if you have not already subscribed, we would ask you to please hit that little subscribe button. If you would like to receive notifications, hit that bell. Always leave us a comment and hit that thumbs up. First on the docket, Fotos Doulos. Yesterday, we put out a video. He was still unknown. Shortly after we put the video up, he dies. You know, some people simply won't go away. Fotos Doulos is one of them. Now, technically, he's now away. He's gone. Complete tragedy. And the one person that I really feel sorry for is the children here. We have five children that now won't have a mother or a father in their lives. And the circumstances surrounding it are going to be horrific, obviously. And those kids are probably going to need some serious therapy as they get older. Now, Norm Pattiz, once again, I guess the guy related to Doulos here, his attorney, who says, he's innocent. And he left, and Fotos Doulos left this note on the seat of the car where he, you know, tried to kill himself through carbon monoxide poisoning by plugging a vacuum cleaner hose from the exhaust pipe into the car, which ultimately led, contributing factor to his suicide and death. So Norm Pattiz, the attorney, says that he has filed an extraordinary motion to have Fotos Doulos' estate substituted in basically as a defendant so that the case can go forward and that the evidence that the prosecution has needs to be turned over so they can see it, all right? Now, they've already laid out the affidavit, but I don't see this happening. I have never heard of such a thing taking place. When someone passes away, the matter is done, okay? Now, the co-defendants still get to have their trial, and they can now point their finger and say, "Oop, look at the guilty dead guy. He did it, not us. We had no idea what was going on." So it's going to be interesting to see what sort of evidence they have as it relates to Mr. Conus as well as his personal attorney. Mr. Pattiz is not, and I am believing that why would you ever want to do this? Not what that would happen, but they're not going to try Fotos Doulos in absentia. We don't do that in America. The only place I was ever even aware where you could try somebody in absentia is was in the military after arraignment. If somebody went AWOL, you could then proceed with the case, but most people didn't do it because you have a fairness issue. You have a guy that's not going to be there. I've seen situations where a defendant will fail to appear before the verdict comes back, so he obviously had a feeling things weren't going well for them, and they'll take the verdict, and then they'll issue a warrant for his arrest. But we don't try people in absentia. It's just not fair. I get it. Mr. Pattiz probably wants to keep the press coming his way, but it's over. Next on the docket, the Lori Vallow matter. Remember Ms. Vallow? People are kind of concerned about the whereabouts of her two children, JJ Vallow, 7, and Ty Ryan, 17. Nobody seems to know where they are, including family members, and Ms. Vallow and her new husband are not telling anybody. Now, this is a weird case because lots of people dying around these two people. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe there's something nefarious. Who knows? But the reality of it is Ms. Vallow remains in Kauai, probably on the beach, chilling, having, a drink, little umbrella there. But she didn't show back up in Utah to let people know where her children are and that they're safe, and nobody has any reason for concern. We'll see what the next move is. this is just going to be a weird case. The state of Utah is going to have to get creative here to bring her back and, you know, basically try her. Because, once again, we've dealt with this before. How difficult is it when you do not have a body to charge a prosecution unless you have some sort of cooperating witness? We've talked about this before. How difficult is it to charge a homicide case when you do not have a body of someone that is deceased? It's difficult. We've talked about this before. Look how long it took for the Dulos matter. Look at the Frazee matter. That's the exception to the rule. Most homicide charges are not filed unless they have a body. Now, let's talk about a missing body. Let's talk about the missing body of Jacob Blair Scott. He's a 43-year-old man accused of some inappropriate conduct with a minor. He was facing a 14-count indictment in the state of Mississippi. So, Mr. Scott, he was apparently attempted to be persuasive because he tried to fake his own death, basically left a boat down by the water, made it look like, you know, it was a suicide, but there was no body ever found. Police didn't exactly believe it because, coincidentally, right by the time that he had staged his own death, he had withdrawn some $43,000 from his bank account. Well, just as the FBI put Jacob Blair Scott on their most wanted list, almost immediately somebody said, "Hey, that looks like the guy in that RV park over there in Oklahoma." And guess what? It was. Now Jacob Blair Scott is going to be on his way back to the state of Mississippi to face those charges. And he's going to have obviously a high bond or no bond at all, because obviously he can't be trusted to show up. He'll probably have some additional charges like violation of bail bond conditions, i.e. you can't leave the state, you have to show up at all the court appearances. Yeah. Jacob Blair Scott outsmarted himself on this one. Next on the docket, Harvey Weinstein has a big day today. The unnamed accuser will be testifying today against him, and it'll probably be the watershed moment of the court proceedings. A lot of the other evidence has been related to other incidences that were alleged but not charged against Mr. Weinstein, but today is the day. We'll see what the reaction is from courtroom observers that were there to see how she testified and any reactions from the jurors at all. Now, the defense is continuing their argument because Mr. Weinstein had ongoing interaction with these alleged victims after the alleged assaults, and their position is for the defense that everything is absolutely consensual. That's what juries decide. Juries decide questions of fact, and that's their job. Judges decide questions of law. Is it admissible under the rules of evidence? Is it prejudicial under the rules of evidence? Is there sufficient evidence for the case to go forward? That's it. Legal questions. Juries decide questions of fact. Prosecution says event A happened. Defense says event A didn't happen. A jury decides whether it happened or not, and that burden of proof is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So we'll be watching that one as well, but hopefully that one's coming to a end very, very soon. Next on the docket is our dumb criminal contestant of the day, who will be a contender for dumb criminal contestant of the week. Now, this genius, Patrick Rempe, 24 years old, tried to break into, yes, you guessed it, where did he try to break into? The jail. Why? Because he wanted to see some of his old friends. So Mr. Rempe, apparently high on some sort of synthetic drug called Flacca, thought that it was going to be a good idea to drive his car into the jail. He actually hit the fence, then got out of the car, proceeded to scale the chain link fence, and got tangled up in the razor wire at the top of the fence. Now, Mr. Rempe, for his genius ideas, now faces charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, and three counts of felony criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage and driving under the influence. You can see from the picture there, when you got tied up there with that razor wire, that had to hurt. That had to hurt. Now, our dumb criminal contestants of the week, we've had a couple of doozies this week. We had the Bible thumper who threw the Bible at the gentleman, then came back to console him and ultimately was arrested. We had the gentleman who lit up the marijuana cigarette in court and basically, well, reminded me of Jeff Spicoli. And we also had the young kid from Canada who called the police to report that he had sent money over the internet for a fake ID and he didn't receive it. And by God, he was pissed and he wanted something done about it. All stupid in their own right, absolutely for sure. And one was even possibly even making a political statement. But our dumb criminal contestant of the week is, yes, Patrick Rempe. When you get to drive into jail because you want to see your old friends, you know, they have visiting day. They have the day where you can look at the little video monitor and go visit them. Do it that way. Don't get high. Drive into the jail. Attempt to scale the fence and try to break into the jail. You, Mr. Rempe, are a dumb criminal of the week contender. You, Mr. Rempe, are the dumb criminal contestant winner. And yes, you, Mr. Rempe, can have a Crime Talk mug. You simply have to contact us where to ship it, and we will send it to you. I guess we could probably send it to the county jail where we were doing that, just so we could have it, but they'd probably confiscate it, so he should probably wait till he gets out and give us a good address. You can have a nice blue one, or you can have a nice red one. Either way, pretty nice. Now, you too could have a Crime Talk mug as well as merchandise, and you don't even have to do anything to qualify as a dumb criminal contestant of the week. You can hit the link below. It takes you right there. You can order shirts, mugs, sweatshirts, and it will be shipped to you within days. It's that amazing. Now, speaking of amazing, I was in court this morning in Larimer County. That is Fort Collins, Colorado. And as I'm getting on the elevator, a lady looks at me and says, "I know you. You're Crime Talk guy. You're Scott Reich." It was very nice. Unfortunately, we did not have time to talk as she was going to, I'm assuming, a court appearance, hopefully for a family member. And I had to go to court as well. But that is so humbling that somebody actually watches and took even just a second to say hi. I wish I would have had more time to do so. And that goes back to what I have said before, and I will say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching. We started this channel so that we could discuss cases a little in depth and provide some perspective from somebody who's practiced criminal defense law for 25 years and give you a little more spin, a little more perspective as it would be than what you're going to get on the evening news. So at least one person out there enjoys it, and we thank them for that. Now, also, I just want to show you this because it was a gift from the lovely Miss Kristen upon her return from her business trip yesterday. But look at this mug. Look at this. It has all, not all, but it has several significant court cases from the United States Supreme Court. I just think that's cool. Now, I haven't tried it yet, but when you pour hot water in it, apparently the winner of that particular case is highlighted. So how cool is that? So we're doing this video. Have a great day. We appreciate you watching. This could not happen without you. We do truly appreciate it. And going back to the shameless plug, if you'd like to get some merchandise, feel free to do so. If you would like to join our Patreon page, feel free to do so. No high pressure at all. But you can subscribe and it's free. And we're always going to continue to bring you our information here on a daily basis. And hopefully it's relevant and hopefully it's informative, educational. And like I said, it couldn't be done without you. Thank you. Have a great day.